gearing up to have Stevie J live from Busch Stadium.
Biden and Bibi. I'm Chris Foster, Fox News. President Biden has what could be a tense phone call scheduled with Israel's Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu today.
The conversation between the president and prime minister will be the first since an Israeli airstrike killed several humanitarian aid workers this week in Gaza. The president described outrage over the incident. White House National Security Communications Advisor John Kirby says that does not signal a shift in U.S. support for Israel.
We are working very closely with them. We will continue to work closely with them to make sure they can defend themselves, but also that they do it in a way that is in keeping with the highest standards of the law of armed conflict.
President Biden has warned Netanyahu against a ground invasion of Rafah in southern Gaza, where more than a million civilians are seeking refuge. At the White House, Jared Halpern, Fox News.
A judge in New York denies former President Trump's request to delay his criminal trial until the Supreme Court answers the question of presidential immunity in a federal criminal case. Jury selection for the trial related to business records and hush money payments is scheduled to start April 15th. The northeast turn for a storm that's been moving across the country this week.
After several days of severe weather, including destructive tornadoes, hurricane force winds, flooding rainfall and snow traveling across the country, this energy from that system will help strengthen a nor'easter that is continuing to bring strong winds, the possibility of power outages, along with heavy rain and feet of snow, especially for New England and northern New York. In the wake of this storm, temperatures have plummeted 10 to 20 degrees below average. Gusty winds will continue to cause blowing snow and possibly whiteout conditions, as well as coastal flooding.
Fox senior meteorologist Janice Dean. Michael Dwayne Smith is scheduled for execution today in Oklahoma. He shot and killed two people in 2002, one in an apartment, one in a convenience store when he was 19, a member of a gang. He says he's innocent and was hallucinating on drugs when he confessed. America's listening to Fox News.
Fraudulent tax returns due identity theft increased by 30% in 2023. If you're in a bind this tax season, LifeLock can help. Their U.S.-based restoration specialists are dedicated to helping solve identity theft issues, and all plans are backed by the $1 Million Protection Package, which means if you lose money because of identity theft, LifeLock will reimburse you up to the limits of your plan. Help protect your information with LifeLock. Go to LifeLock.com and save up to 25% your first year with my name, Clay, as your promo code.
Are you over 30 and putting off life insurance? It's time to get a quick quote from Ethos, a better, easier way to get term life insurance, all online with no medical exam. Answer a few health questions and you could be approved for up to $2 million. Isn't it worth 10 minutes to help protect your family's financial security? Ethos, up to $2 million in coverage with no medical exam. Some policies as low as $1 a day. Answer a few health questions and get your free quote at checkethos.com. That's checkethos.com.
Amazon is dropping its Just Walk Out self-checkout system.
Amazon, for some years, had been testing out a system using cameras, sensors, and AI for you to just take an item off the shelf and walk out the door from their branded retail stores or even at some Whole Foods locations. Your Amazon account would get charged, and they called it Just Walk Out. But now the technology itself is out. At least in the U.S. anyway, Amazon is ending the project and converting its brick-and-mortar experience to something they call dash carts. It works just like the self-checkout where you scan everything yourself, but instead at the checkout lanes up front, you have the scanner attached to your shopping cart. Eben Brown, Fox News.
Three more lawsuits are filed by a man who was handcuffed, not arrested, after the shooting at the Kansas City Chiefs Super Bowl rally.
Denton Loudermill Jr. filed nearly identical lawsuits against three Republican Missouri state senators, Rick Bratton of Harrisonville, Denny Hoskins of Warrensburg, and Nick Schurer of St. Charles County, claiming he suffered humiliation, embarrassment, insult, and inconvenience over social media posts falsely accusing him of being among the shooters and calling him an illegal immigrant. Loudermill made similar allegations last week in a lawsuit filed against Tennessee Republican Congressman Tim Burchett. He's seeking at least $75,000 in each of the suits. Lisa Lacerra, Fox News.
2 seconds into last night's New York Rangers, New Jersey Devils hockey game at Madison Square Garden.
It's 5-on-5!
Everybody but the goalies going at it in the game on TNT. The fight apparently stemming from an elbow to the jaw last month that got Rangers rookie Matt Rempe suspended for 4 games. 8 players were kicked out last night. It's against the rules to join a fight but not to start one. So the referees had to figure out which fight started first and let those two guys stay in. The Rangers won the game 4-3. I'm Chris Foster. This is Fox News.
Here's a look at local news. State Senate Republicans pushing for reform of the Illinois Prisoner Review Board. It follows the murder of an 11-year-old Chicago boy. The boy, Jaden Perkins, and his mom attacked last month by a man who had just been released on parole. Senate Republicans say Perkins' death could have been prevented. Illinois Natural Resources officials urging everyone to be alert when venturing into state parks to catch the eclipse next week. It'll take place April 8th, the same day as the beginning of turkey hunting season in the state. Hunters reminded to scout in designated areas of the park, and eclipse watchers urged to remember that hunters may be present when they arrive at the park. Urbana Board of Education approved the appointments of the Executive Director of Leadership Development, Urbana Early Childhood School Principal, and the Dual Language School Principal. Dr. Laura Taylor will serve as the Executive Director of Leadership Development, primarily supporting and evaluating building principals. Taylor, currently Deputy Superintendent at Champaign Unit 4. You're up to date from the Stevie J Broadcasting Newsroom. I'm Jim Miller.
ESPN 93.5, I'm Stevie J, live in downtown St. Louis. It is opening day baseball 2024. The Cardinals take on the Miami Marlins at 3:15, and we are broadcasting from the KMOX home radio booth for St. Louis with John Rooney and Ricky Horton and Mike Claiborne all broadcast from. It's 39 degrees. The sun is just peeking up. I can see it over near the arch in beautiful downtown.
Nice.
I'll send you a picture, Diane, okay. But it's beautiful here this morning. Our meteorologist is Greg Solier. Gregory has the latest. Going to get warmer early next week, I know, Mr. Solier, but good morning to you. You're brought to you by Carl.
Carl reminds you that if you have any irregularities when it comes to your skin, you need to get that checked, and you can find out more details at carl.org/skin cancer.
All righty. Thanks there, Mr. J and Diane. And, St. Louis is really in the far west and southwestern flank of this still sprawled out area of low pressure over the eastern Great Lakes region. It's slowly warbling off to the east, and, a couple of peaks and pokes of sun as the day wears on, I think, especially this afternoon over at Bush. And there may be a sprinkle around of no consequence. 39 degrees there. They'll be up probably about 49, close to 50 later on this afternoon with a northwesterly breeze and quiet weather expected, except for Sunday. If they continue that series through Sunday, then that would be the showery day. Both Friday and Saturday down in St. Louis look to be pretty good. Then we have improvement around here that the same time frame with the next weather system between Sunday and Wednesday of next week. And then for our producer friends and agribusiness friends, hang in there the 15th to the 20th. Make sure that farm equipment and heavy equipment ready to go depending on your soil type. But we do at that point are beginning to see a transition here to less weather systems, a more typical spring sub, steadier on temperatures, milder, and less moisture as well. So right where we need to be here for the planting calendar. For the day today, otherwise a mostly cloudy day here across East Central Illinois, the Twin Cities. Sprinkle and a snowflake around this morning and a couple of raindrops this afternoon. 43 the high, down to 33 for tonight. Partly sunny tomorrow afternoon here at 48 degrees. We'll make a run to 55 on Saturday. Sunday, some showers late morning and afternoon. The high near 56, but we warm up for the eclipse, he tries to say, on Monday at 71. But some mid-level cloud around and maybe a stray shower, thunderstorm early and late in the day. Noontime should be, we'll see what happens with the cloud cover, but probably not clear skies expected around here. Then some shower activity, both Tuesday and Wednesday, highs in the 60s. For Stevie J Broadcasting, I'm meteorologist Greg Solier.
Appreciate you very much. I'm in downtown St. Louis. It's home opener. It's the opening day for baseball in St. Louis. Cardinals are home after going 3-4 on the road against the Dodgers and Padres. Not bad considering who they were playing. Well done. They open with the Marlins at 3:15. We're going to talk to a lot of folks here in the booth in St. Louis at Busch Stadium. Clark Taylor is Business Development Supervisor. How'd all that happen, Clark?
Some would say I got lucky. Some would be me. So...
What is it you do?
I'm our business development supervisor, as you said. I run the business side of our publications department and do a little marketing on that end as well. So I work with the customers. I kind of have that hand-on-hand contact, email, calls. Some people I've actually met in person, and just kind of helping them with their subscriptions, those yearbook orders, those calendar orders every winter.
Those calendars are hot, aren't they?
Do they go?
A lot of people I get asked a lot for Cardinal calendars. They're a big deal, and around Christmas time we get them out there. But if you have the magazine, you got Rare Jordan on the cover of this month. What's that about? A guy named Jordan Walker, I guess, huh?
Some would say the 22-year-old, you know, big guy. I don't know. You said he was kind of small when you sized
him
up.
I was telling him I was taller than he was. He took issue with that. He's got to be 6'5". I mean, he's a big guy.
Oh, yeah. And yeah. I mean, even in this article, they say in the offseason he grew some more. Grew a little, gained that weight, that offseason, you know, strength.
What a good kid, though, huh?
Oh, yeah. Great guy. I hope to meet him someday. Amazing. I've heard nothing but good stories about him.
Swell guy. All right, so you got here as an intern. You were interning, and lo and behold, this happened. So that's really exciting. The family had to be pretty happy for you.
Oh, man, especially after graduating college, and it was perfect first job. I could not complain, and, you know, it can only take me so many ways.
How would you describe the inner workings of the St. Louis Cardinals, the people, the culture? What is it like?
Amazing. From my first day here, everyone has been super nice. Even in the interview, you know, you don't know what you're going to expect anywhere, but everyone here has been super nice. I mean, before we were talking with somebody who she was giving me all advice yesterday about my TV hits this morning and just stay calm. It's not going to be bad. You know, your heart's going to stop beating at the 30-second mark just before they call you on, but it really did help me. Everyone here.
I mean, but you tell your friends there, we're for the St. Louis Cardinals, man. I mean, that's a big, it's like working for Disney or something, right?
Yeah, especially I have a lot of family here and who are all big Cardinals fans. So as soon as I got the job, you know, first thing, so can we come to games?
Yeah, right.
Mm-hmm. Sure, maybe. It depends, you know.
Not the Cubs weekend.
No, not Cubs. Don't come Dodgers either. Maybe Red Sox. Right. Let's keep that out the way.
Pretty hard. All right, so what would be your dream here? Stay here a long time?
Yes. I mean, I love the culture here. I grew up in New Orleans, so I'm a big basketball and football fan.
You don't sound like you grew up in New Orleans. How about the moufaladas or the beignets and the coffee and beignets at Café du Monde?
I miss the beignets
Jackson
every day.
Jackson Square and all those wonderful things in New Orleans.
Red beans and rice. I go to Broadway Oyster Bar as a restaurant around here that actually is New Orleans themed, so I go there as much
but
as
you
I can.
Have no southern twang. There's no
like I grew up in a couple different places, so that the years I would develop that I was between New Orleans and New York due to Katrina and everything. Oh, so yeah, I kind of got that.
It was a mess.
You know, I got that normal American accent, I would say.
Or no accent. Well, how can people get the magazine? There's a way to subscribe to it, I'm sure.
Yeah, if you go to cardinals.com/magazine, you can go ahead and get a subscription. Actually, with our two-year subscription this year, our special T-shirt is a Ozzie Smith Jack Buck 1985 Go Crazy call.
Oh, wow.
Oh, it's amazing. It's on the front, you kind of have a drawing of Jack and Ozzie, and on the back, you have that call
go crazy,
quoted.
Folks, go crazy, yeah.
June 1st, 1985. Perfect.
I heard that live. Jack called it live. We couldn't believe it was on the radio. It was unbelievable. Well, Clark Taylor, congratulations on what you're doing here.
Thank you. Hope people just
love what you do. I'm sure they do.
Oh, everyone does. I like to say... I could run this place if I wanted to. Everyone loves me, but, you know, they won't let me do more
than
my job.
Not yet.
Still too young. Yeah, 23 might not be the age to run.
You wait till you're 25.
Two more years. I can do it. I'm telling you.
John Mozeliak, there's a warning here that you've got a young talent coming your way. Listen, the Cardinals love, you know, cultivating talent in all facets. And you're an example. Congratulations.
Thank you so much.
Thank you for coming by.
No, thank you. I enjoyed this. I love radio.
Well,
so.
We love having you, Clark. Keep up your good work here.
Thank you.
Clark Taylor, she is Business Development Supervisor, Cardinal Magazine, Scorecard, all that stuff. Great to have her here on the air with us as we kick off the show. It's 7:13 in Champaign. Peter Ben, I'm live at Bush. We get to do it every year. It's an honor to be here. The field looks just fantastic, ready for baseball. The wind is up, and they're happy. Everybody's happy it's not raining. Mm-hmm. That's good, but it's windy. A temperature now up to 51 here today. Supposed to be 60, but Monday in St. Louis will be 79.
Mm.
So that'll be nice. It'll be a little cool today, but I see the wind whipping around inside the stadium, so there's that. All right, we jump to sports. Great news for Shauna Green and the Fighting Illini women's basketball team are champions. The WBIT championship is over. Women's basketball finished for the Illini in Indianapolis. They won the championship. They won their last game of the year. They, of course, want to go to the NCAA next year, but what the heck? They won it, so very excited for the women.
Yeah, and I got a little audio, Stevie, of Shauna Green after the press conference for a little minute.
Obviously just a huge night for us and could not be more proud of this entire team and these guys sitting to my right. It's been a season really to remember because of, I think, what we went through. There's a lot of tough times, a lot of ups and downs, but I always say the journey and when you're going through adversity, it makes it so much more worth it when you get to what you want and you accomplish a goal. And this last 2 weeks through this WBIT, I've had the most fun coaching these guys. And I said I've never smiled so much during games before. But I just, the confidence they were playing with, the togetherness, the trust that I think they had within themselves and what I had with them, I just let them play. And they made plays. And just, again, could not be more proud of just the overall effort tonight. We hit a little bit of adversity. They made their run in the second quarter. And I told them at halftime, we're right where we want to be. We're only down one possession. Come out and let's continue to defend and do what we do. And they responded and did that. So this is a big step for our program as we continue to build into what we want this program to be.
Great to hear from Shauna Green with the win last night, the inaugural Women's Basketball Invitational Tournament. Lots of Illini fans over in Indianapolis, and the players went on in that press conference to talk about what an asset that was to their team. Kind of a home field advantage over Villanova. 71-57 was the final, so the women's basketball team wraps at 19-15. Of course, Stevie J live from Bush, but yesterday we had a loss. The St. Louis Cardinals lost to San Diego. The final was 3-2. We've got your Redbird recap.
With Ricky Orton, I'm John Rooney, and the Cardinals finished up their first road trip of the season, going 3-4 with a win in Los Angeles and 2 in San Diego, and came up just short in their bid to sweep yesterday 3-2 Padres.
Zach Thompson was the starter, picked up the loss. It could have been worse for him. He was able to at least hang on, give his team a chance to come back. Cardinals were hit by 4 pitches in the game, gave it a chance there in the 8th and 9th inning. Couldn't come up with the big hit.
Runners thrown out trying to steal and double play balls turned the Cardinals back, and they came up a run short.
On the plus side, Ryan Fernandez made his major league debut, struck out the side in the 8th inning. He was terrific.
Home at last, 3:15 today against the Marlins, and Lance Lynn will be on the mound.
Looking forward to it. Lance was really good his last time out.
Come on downtown early today as the Cardinals have the 3:15 start. We're on the air at 1:35. Our play-by-play broadcast begins at 2:20, and on the Cardinal Radio Network, we'll carry all of the opening day festivities. The Cardinals Hall of Fame and Museum is the official home of Cardinals history. For those who want to be a part of one of the sport's greatest collections in the world, museum membership is the way to go. Cardinals Museum membership provides unlimited admission for 1 year, exclusive Hall of Fame bobbleheads, discounts, ticket offers, and more, in addition to supporting exhibit design and artifact restoration. There are a variety of membership levels, including our ultimate level of membership. For more info and to join, go to cardinals.com/membership.
And we had the Cubs winning over Colorado. That final was 9-8. The day off today, they'll be at Wrigley against the LA Dodgers tomorrow with a 1:20 first pitch over on US 105.9. All right. What you got for 30 seconds, Stevie? Is just some things up there at Bush?
We're going to talk to Eric Jaffrey coming up. He's the guy in this Cardinal Authentics where there's a cracked bat from Albert Pujols, and he sells that stuff. Anyway, it's fascinating what he does. So, yeah, we'll get Eric on the radio here in just a couple of moments. So, stand by live from Busch Stadium. It's opening day baseball. I'm Stevie J, live in St. Louis, Missouri.
Nice. And I'm in downtown Philo. Here I am, Diane Ducey. I'm wearing my Cardinal red today. We've got your weather forecast from Greg coming up next.
Since Busey Bank first opened our doors in 1868, we have built upon a tradition of close relationships and broad financial capabilities. Our experienced team provides the highest level of personalized service to ensure we accomplish your goals, simplifying your wealth management and business lending needs, and ensuring a legacy for generations. Building business, growing wealth since 1868. Proud to be the official bank of the Fighting Illini. Member FDIC.
And Busey bringing on this weather forecast.
Hello again, everyone. Let's check weather for East Central Illinois, Champaign, and Bend vicinity. Still in the midst of this sprawled-out area of wide and expansive low pressure. Weather will get better, though, over the next couple of days. Back into complex mode with a couple of systems out of the Ohio into early next week and some complicating cloud cover for the day on Monday. After that, some cooler days ahead later next week. The following week, ramp up that farm equipment if you're so inclined here. A change to milder to warmer and drier. Not today, though. Windy cold with a couple of showers breaking out, even a few wet snowflakes breaks this morning. A few sprinkles this afternoon, 43. The high down to 33 tonight with an evening shower chance. Tomorrow becoming partly sunny. Chilly, the high near 48. Sunshine returns for the day on Saturday, 55. And there may be some shower activity breaking out Sunday with a high near 56 degrees. Widely scattered showers and thunderstorms Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday. More rain next Thursday and some lower cloud cover as well with eclipse on Monday. Up to 56 on Sunday, but lower 70s Monday and Tuesday of next week. For CVJ Broadcasting, I'm meteorologist Greg Solier.
I'm Liz Klayman, and this is the Fox Business Report.
Gold prices rose to a record yesterday after Fed Chair Jerome Powell said recent job gains and some readings that appear to indicate progress on inflation has stalled do not change plans for reducing interest rates this year. Boeing's 737 MAX jet production appears to be even below its cap of 38 jets a month. Reuters says U.S. regulators have stepped up factory checks and workers have slowed the assembly line to clear out a backlog. Struggling electric car maker Fisker is no longer offering a forecast for its business. Fisker paused production of its Ocean SUV last month while it was looking for more funding. And Gucci's parent company Kering is buying a historic building in Milan's fashion district for $1.4 billion. That's your Fox Business Report. I'm Jenny Cosolda, invested in you.
Stay on top of the latest forecast with America's Weather Team in the palm of your hands.
Here's the latest from America's Weather Center.
It's Fox Weather updates throughout your busy day, every day.
5 inches of rain by tomorrow.
Temperatures being 30 degrees above average.
Put the power of over 100 meteorologists and the worldwide resources of Fox in your hands with the Fox Weather Podcast. Precise, personal, powerful. Subscribe and listen now at foxnewspodcasts.com.
This is Eric Bolin with Provident Financial Group. Unfortunately, there is no one-size-fits-all retirement plan. Finding the right plan for you depends on many factors. The good news is we can help improve your retirement readiness, whatever your situation. Contact us today at 217-366-3456 or find us online at providentfinancialgroupllc.com.
Securities and advisory services offered through Commonwealth Financial Network. Member FINRA SIPC, a registered investment advisor.
Here's another home improvement insight from Kramer Siding and Window. New roofing and siding are a winning combination that can instantly change the look, feel, and function of your home. Our Kramer Siding and Window team takes pride in being an Owens Corning Platinum Preferred Contractor, able to offer a best-in-the-business 50-year warranty. Pair it with preservation siding in your favorite style and color, and your home will be a showstopper. Start today and save 10% on roofing and 25% on siding. Call us, click on KramerSiding.com, or visit the showroom in Champaign.
In an ever-changing real estate market, it is so important to work with experienced agents like Russ and Nick Taylor with the Taylor teams at Taylor Realty Associates. They have the knowledge and expertise to get your home sold for the most amount of money in the shortest amount of time. Trust the experience and success of Russ and Nick Taylor with the Taylor team at Taylor Realty Associates. Give them a call today at 217-355-0700 or visit them online at taylorboys.com. That's taylorboys.com.
All right, good morning. I'm Stevie J. We're down in downtown St. Louis. I'm in the home radio booth where famous voices have emanated. Currently, John Rooney and Ricky Horton, Mike Claiborne, but formerly, of course, Jack Buck and Mike Shannon. So I'm right there behind home plate. Beautiful view here in downtown St. Louis. Eric Jaffrey is here. He is in charge of retail. That's a lot of retail on Cardinal stuff, isn't there?
There's a lot of retail in the Cardinal stuff, but I'm more specific to like the game used and autograph side of the retail.
How do you, I mean, you have an interest in this. I can tell that there's a passion within Eric about broken bats and authenticating cool baseball history, isn't it?
Yeah, I mean, I definitely have a passion for this. I've been coming to games since I can remember. I remember getting my first bobblehead. It was Mark McGwire bobblehead day in the old stadium. So there's definitely some cool things that you can get from the stadium, whether it be from Authentics or you're coming through the gates and getting a Jordan Walker bobblehead or something. There's something you can leave from this ballpark that's a great memento.
All right, right. There's no Yachty. There's no Albert. I mean, those are certainly big-time items when they were here. What's hot now?
Definitely Jordan Walker, yeah. Nolan Arenado, Paul Goldschmidt. Mm-hmm. Those guys are, I think, the focal point on this team. Everyone loves them.
They're great athletes. They're great players, and they're representing Cardinals Nation right now. But I think some of these up-and-coming guys, and Wynn and Scott, I mean, they're going to be exciting to watch too. I mean, when was the last time you saw a guy steal bases like Scott did in the minor leagues? I mean, it's going to be fun to see that base on the base paths again. And I bet Whitey's thrilled to see
Vince Coleman kind of guy. I mean, he's that kind of fast, I think.
Yeah, I mean, and if we can get a guy that gets a single and then somehow turns it into a double or triple,
it's exciting.
I'm on board for that.
Yeah, baseball kind of went away from speed for a while. Maybe it's coming back because I enjoy that.
I think last year with Acuna stealing 70 bases, I definitely think players are like, you know what? I can easily turn this single into a double, and then you're in scoring position.
Yeah.
That was one of my favorite things from Lou Brock. He was just like, I didn't need to steal third. I was in scoring position when I stole second.
Are you surprised that people will buy a cracked bat from Brandon Donovan?
Not at all. I mean, everyone has their favorite player, and everyone has someone they collect. I have people that just want to collect Brendan Donovan, and they want everything they can get from his.
Well, he's got the hair going, you know.
I mean, cool. I can't grow that much hair, so I'm a little jealous.
He's cool looking. There's a lot of fun here in that, foul balls and things like that, and you'll get them processed quickly, won't you, Eric?
Oh, yeah. We are able to sell game-used baseballs at the start of the eighth inning. So if you want game-used baseball from today's game.
So the foul ball goes down here, and all of a sudden it's handed in the dugout. You get it within half an hour or so?
We'll get them at the eighth inning and have them ready to sell.
Crazy.
But we collect them about every 3 to 4 innings. But we want to put them all out at once so people that will wait in line, and people do wait in line to get these things.
Crazy.
They will see all of them at once so they can get the ball they really want.
So foul ball, ground ball, it's processed. Eighth inning, I go in, I say, it's Paul Goldschmidt, I want that. How much would that cost? $100?
It really depends on the baseball and the date. Like today, baseballs are going to be $100, and they'll go up from there.
Opening day.
Opening day, it's a special event. Yeah. It's a special day. But, you know, just a regular baseball from a regular game could be $50. But, I mean, it really depends what happens to the baseball.
That's pretty fun. Fun, isn't it?
Oh, it's a blast. I love my job every day. And they say, if you love your job, then you never work a day of your life.
There you go. Well, what do you think of the St. Louis Cardinals? Obviously, we're all fans.
Oh, I love this team. I get season tickets, so and they're paying me to be here? Come on. You can't get a better deal than that.
What do you tell fans? How do they find where you are with all those cool things?
I'm located in two locations, actually. I have a store that's only open on game days. It's in the ballpark in Ford Plaza between gates 5 and 6. That's truly the realm and station in the stadium where you can get a game-used piece of memorabilia. And it's what's great is inventory is constantly changing because we're constantly having games. You know, you said Brendan Donovan cracked bat. We may not have any up there today, but when you come back for the next homestand, we could have two or three. It really depends on when they break the bats and when we get in the stadium.
But, I mean, when Albert was here, and a cracked bat would be a lot of money, and so would Yachty. I mean,
oh, yeah, they were definitely fan favorites, and they were going quick.
Yeah, it's fun. It's Eric Jaffery. He's in charge of retail, but Authentics is one of his areas of specialty, and it's fun talking to him. Okay, so ball game today. Bases? Do you do bases, too?
Oh, yeah, we'll have three sets of bases on the field today. So if you want a base from today, if this is your first opening day, I can't think of anything cooler than a game-used base.
Yeah, well, listen, keep going. So people can find you when they come to the ballpark. Do you do anything online?
We do have online. If you go to CardinalsAuthentics.com, you'll be able to find our online shop. Or if you email gameused@cardinals.com, you'll be able to get a hold of someone that can help you find that piece that you want to take home.
All right, last thing. So somebody catches a historic baseball like we had going with Albert Pujols a few years ago. It goes into the stands. I never knew that it wasn't, like, authenticated immediately. When a guy catches a famous baseball and holds it up, yay, I caught it, and you hear he sold it for $4 million, how do I know he didn't switch it if there wasn't an official there?
You don't know. And unfortunately, once it leaves the stands, it loses that chain of custody. You see it all the time on SportsCenter when a ball goes into Wrigley. Yeah. A guy catches a opposing team's home run and does the old switcheroo, pulls the ball out of his pocket, throws it back on the field. So you truly don't know. And that's what's great about this program is everything's MLB authenticated.
Well, Eric Jaffery, keep up your good work. One last little tidbit. The door from Titanic that Jack and Rose were floating on, and Jack couldn't float. Did you ever see Titanic? The door sold at auction. From the movie, the door that they floated on in 3 feet of water in Mexico where they're in the Caribbean doing that scene, how much did the door sell for?
I have no idea, but I'm a firm believer that Jack could have got on that door.
Well, they said that. That's been a controversy for years about could Jack have gotten on the same door, and they don't think they could. And she spoke about it. Kate Winslet said, ultimately, they don't think they both could have survived on that door. In any event, $718,000 for that movie door.
I mean, there's people out there that will put money towards anything.
Right. Eric, nice to see you again.
Nice to see you.
Keep up your good work. It's Eric Jaffery. He's in charge of retail, but he's an authenticator guy, and he's got all the cool valuable items and fun to collect history in that way. All right, ESPN 93.5, 729. I'm live in St. Louis at Busch Stadium watching the ground crew kind of get the field just, it's already a 10. They're trying to get it a 10 plus. It's perfect. The powdery dirt on the infield and the outfield looks gorgeous. You see the arch kind of mowed into the center field. It's really cool. All right, Diana, break. We'll come back. More people from St. Louis to talk to. Don't go away. Opening day 2024 in downtown St. Louis. I am Stevie J. We'll be right back.
All right, 35 now. Cloudy conditions, 43. Our high today. We'll get our full forecast from our meteorologist, Greg Soulier, coming up next. World news from Fox is due up at 7:30.
Hey, where are you headed?
To Kelsey Furniture in Tuscola.
What do they have there?
What don't they have there? Living room furniture, benches, chests, love seats, sectionals, tables, bedroom sets, hutches, nightstands, end tables, cabinets, mirrors, stools, clocks, lamps, pillows, rugs, desks, media consoles, patio furniture, Tempur-Pedic mattresses, and more.
So, everything.
Yeah, probably could have just said that.
Kelsey Furniture, quality for less.
Fox News, I'm CJ Papa. Vice President Harris, no stranger to the Tar Heel State today. She stops in the battleground state of North Carolina for the fourth time this year. It's also where her boss is struggling for support from that new survey from the Wall Street Journal. The VP will talk about climate action and her role in addressing the climate crisis. A nor'easter carrying a lot of rain and snow.
We're going to see interior northeast snow and New England snow through Saturday. Even through Sunday, some of the snowfall totals, yep, 12 to 18, 18 to 24. The jackpot, as we say, will be in Maine.
Fox News meteorologist Janice Dean. Speaking of jackpots, no winner in last night's Powerball. The jackpot swells to an estimated $1.23 billion for Saturday night strong. It's the eighth largest in U.S. history. 39 consecutive drawings without a jackpot winner. America's listening to Fox News.
Here's a look at local news. Officials with Illinois Tollway Authority say they've shut down the latest imposter scam, but motorists should be aware the scam may still persist. Scam involves fake text warning motorists of legal action if they don't pay their fine, when in fact, no penalties have been imposed. Experts warn drivers to be wary of any text that demands immediate payments. Parents, teachers, and students at Urbana Middle School used public comment during Tuesday night's Board of Education meeting to address the violence happening at school every day. Last week, a student involved in an incident where his family says he fractured his neck. The family says the district has yet to reach out about this. Community members from Champaign-Urbana mourning the loss of Dr. William Patterson, a pillar of the African-American community for his contributions to youth education and arts. He passed away Tuesday at the age of 58. Most recently, Dr. Patterson worked as the co-director of the Hip Hop Innovation Center at the University of Illinois at Urbana-Champaign School of Music. You're up to date from the Stevie J Broadcasting Newsroom. I'm Jim Miller.
7:32, 35 outside, and we've got your weather forecast. It's brought to you by Fisher National Bank. Does your bank keep reward programs out of reach? While some banks save rewards for a select few, Fisher National Bank offers free rewards checking to everybody for doing exactly what you're doing already. Make 12 debit card purchases, receive statements electronically, have one direct deposit a month. It's that easy. Rewards checking requires no minimum balance, offers ATM fee refunds, and delivers an excellent annual percentage yield. Learn more at FisherNational.com. Fisher National Bank, exceptional people, exceptional communities. Member FDIC.
Hello again, everyone. Let's check weather for East Central Illinois, Champaign, and Bend vicinity. Still in the midst of this sprawled-out area of wide and expansive low pressure. Weather will get better, though, over the next couple of days. Back into complex mode with a couple of systems out of the Ohio into early next week and some complicating cloud cover for the day on Monday. After that, some cooler days ahead later next week. The following week, ramp up that farm equipment if you're so inclined here. A change to milder to warmer and drier. Not today, though. Windy cold with a couple of showers breaking out, even a few wet snowflakes this morning. A few sprinkles this afternoon. 43 the high, down to 33 tonight with an evening shower chance. Tomorrow becoming partly sunny. Chilly the high here, 48. Sunshine returns for the day on Saturday, 55. And there may be some shower activity breaking out Sunday with a high near 56 degrees. Widely scattered showers, thunderstorms Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday. More rain next Thursday and some lower cloud cover as well with eclipse on Monday. Up to 56 on Sunday, but lower 70s Monday and Tuesday of next week. For Stevie J Broadcasting, I'm meteorologist Greg Soulier.
Hi, this is Donna Onstott with Gale Frerichs Trucking. I'm looking for Class A CDL drivers with 2 years' experience, less with military service. If you're looking for a team that cares about you, a positive work environment, and opportunities for personal growth, we're the company for you. We need drivers with high standards of customer service, focusing on cleanliness, courtesy, integrity, and honesty. GFT is hiring at $1,200 gross minimum a week, home every weekend, and some weeknights. Contact Tim O at gftlog.com or call 765-793-7131.
If you have something you'd rather do than mow the grass, whether you need a commercial or residential mower, go see Andy at 1313 Triumph Drive in Urbana for thousands off on your Excalibur Classic, Blackhawks, or Z2s. Call 217-328-0562.
Tired of trying to keep up with Old Man Jones and his perfect lawn? Green Green knows that we can't all spend hours a day creating that perfect shade of green, killing off all that crabgrass, and making sure every insect in the neighborhood doesn't call your lawn home this year. At Spring Green, they take the hassle out of your lawn headache with services such as lawn fertilization, weed control, grub and insect control, lime treatments, and even bush and tree care. Let the experts at Spring Green help you this season. For more information, visit them at spring-green.com. Spring Green, America's neighborhood lawn care team.
The average American throws away almost 5 pounds of trash per day, half which ends up in a landfill. At Two Men in a Junk Truck, when we pick up your unwanted furniture, appliances, trash, and office equipment, we make it a priority to divert those items from your local landfill. Two Men in a Junk Truck, looking for partners that share our vision of environmental responsibility. If you and your organization can reuse, upcycle, recycle some of these items, we would love to work with you. Contact us at twomeninajunktruck.com. We want to make room for what matters most.
Local, personal, trusted. Hi, this is Atta Durakan with First Federal Savings Bank of Champaign-Urbana, and we've been serving Champaign County since 1908. Our institution is safe, strong, and stable. We operate on a foundation of responsible and sound practices, and you can rest easy knowing we're your bank. Rated 5-star superior by Bauer Financial, Inc., fast, friendly, and local. With local loan decisions and underwriting, if you're not already banking with us, give us a try, and we think you'll love it here. First Federal Savings Bank, 356bank.com, member FDIC, equal housing lender, NMLS. 435-120.
ESPN 93.5. I am broadcasting live from Busch Stadium, St. Louis. I am Stevie J, along with my producers today, Mike Turner and Maggie Nashland, Greg Burr and Jim Hampton. They carried the equipment and set everything up, and all I had to do was drink coffee.
Yes.
Pretty nice and luxurious here this morning in St. Louis. Happy to welcome to our radio show this morning Mary Beth Johnson. Mary Beth is a manager of communications and charity events. You do a lot of things.
I do, yeah.
What is Cardinals Care?
So Cardinals Care is the St. Louis Cardinals Community Foundation. We were established in 1997 to give fans a way to partner with the team to help support kids in the community. Since then, we've invested over $31 million in programs that help kids. And we rely on our fans a lot to help support us.
So, are you ever surprised how generous the Cardinal fans are?
No, it's not surprising to me. Because,
it's just always been like that.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
But it's a good, area. I love it coming to the ballpark when, you know, Hazel, who's 70, seats me. I love that family feel.
I really do.
Mm-hmm. It's unique to baseball.
Yeah.
It's just unique in Major League Baseball to have such a family environment in St. Louis, and it really is that way.
It really is.
It's fun. So what about Silent Auction 50-50? What's that all about?
Yeah. So one of our fundraisers is the Cardinals Care Silent Auction, and fans don't have to be here to participate. So even if you're in Champaign, Illinois right now listening and you're not going to be able to make it to the home opener, you can go to cardinals.com/ccauctions and check out all the items we have up for bid. Those auctions open at 9 a.m. this morning. I can tell you a little bit about what we have.
Yeah, we'd like to know
so,
that.
So very similar to what Eric was just telling you about, all of our items are also authenticated. Okay. So you know what you're getting is
real, authentic. Yeah.
Some are game used, some are not, but, we have like a Paul Goldschmidt jersey up for auction. We have a broken bat, from Brendan Donovan.
Mm-hmm.
We have an autographed helmet from, Wilson Contreras. We have some baseballs from our new guys, including Kyle Gibson, Victor Scott II, and we have a 2011 World Series baseball autographed by Daniel Descalzo.
Dang.
So, yeah, We have lots of fun, a good variety, something for everybody.
And it's going to raise money for good causes.
It is, yeah. Yes.
So bid often, bid generously,
yes,
all of
please
that.
Do.
Yeah,
yes.
And you get something cool in the mail.
Yeah, exactly.
I mean, who wouldn't want a Paul Goldschmidt jersey?
Right?
Here he's a better human than he is at baseball. I mean, here he's a great guy.
He is. He's amazing.
Down to earth, humble.
Very much so. He's also been our Roberto Clemente Award nominee.
Wow, that's huge.
For the past few years.
Yeah.
So
means you help people a lot.
That's right. That's right.
Well, what is it about, and how long have you worked St. Louis?
This is my 11th opening day.
What is it about this company, this organization, this culture? I asked, you know, Clark the same thing. What is it that you notice about this culture and how the Cardinals have developed that here?
It's just so, like you mentioned earlier, family oriented. Mm-hmm. It feels like you're working with family, you know, it's just,
So waking up isn't hard to go to work.
No, not at all.
That's awesome.
It's kind of a dream job, you know, like I grew up a Cardinals fan.
Oh,
so to be able to be here and in addition to working with the team, I get to, help support other organizations in the community.
Cool. Like 31 million is a significant number over time, no matter how long it's been. It's a lot of money.
Yeah, it is.
To dole out and then that has a domino effect of what life did you change, which you'll never know,
right?
But it might inspire somebody to do something because they had an opportunity from the money you supported them with,
right? Yeah. We're really proud of our Redbird Rookies program. I'm not sure if you're familiar, but it's a program, baseball and softball program for kids age 5 to 13. We provide all the equipment, uniforms, all the things they need to play baseball, and then we also support them off the field in the areas of education, health,
awesome.
Mentorship. So that's really our flagship program that Cardinals Care supports. We also have the Cardinals Nike RBI program, which for those kids that age out of Redbird Rookies and want to play a little bit more competitively, they can go on to be RBI participants. We also have our grants program where we support other organizations that serve children with monetary grants that they can in turn use for whatever their needs are. And we have a ball field program where we refurbish ball fields in, you know, underserved communities.
That's wonderful because sometimes they're needing help.
Yeah, that's right.
So that's nice and doesn't take a ton of work, but it sure can make it nice for kids to be able to play on it.
Absolutely.
Fun. What a fun job you have, Mary Beth.
I do.
What a good good thing you're doing, coming to work and helping people. That's a win-win there.
It is.
Well, thank you for coming by.
Absolutely.
And congratulations
on
what you're doing, 11 years in St. Louis.
Yes.
And good luck with everything that you have going forward in 2024.
I appreciate it.
Bid high, bid often, then go to cardinals.com and find all that.
Yeah, cardinals.com/ccauctions.
9 a.m.
Yep, 9
a.m. this morning. Mm-hmm. You can get on it. Manager Communications and Charity Events, Mary Beth Johnson, thank you so much. Time is 7:42. We got the Fighting Illini Women Basketball Champions in WBIT. I think that's great news that you win your last basketball game no matter what tournament it's in. It's NCAA, NIT, and WBIT is brand new, but the NCAA runs it. They said it was run beautifully. Shauna Green's team came from 14-15 and 19-15, winning their last five, setting the table for more exciting things next year. And what she's done in 2 years, I'm telling you, she's a flight risk, folks. Watch out, Shauna Green. Don't get a call from somebody big if a job opens. I think she's going to be terrific for Illinois women's basketball. We'll do that coming up at break. We'll be back in St. Louis, downtown St. Louis, live from Busch Stadium this morning on ESPN 93.5. Home invasion when you're in eighth grade, how did that affect you?
It was really tough not knowing whether or not those people would come back. The crime was never solved, and that was hard. Mm-hmm. It really impacted our family. We were already struggling, right, to kind of come back together, but we were afraid. I was at school for basketball, but I would hear what I thought were voices behind me. Mm-hmm. And it was just, you know, and that was how much I was impacted by that. And it took years of trying to understand that we were going to be safe. I wanted to be more supported by the police, and I just thought to myself, like, I've had positive experiences with the police. I know that these are the things that I would want to do if I were an officer.
Right.
And that's actually what got me started. Parkland is a wonderful department, and that's why I choose to be there. We can dedicate to these other things that are important.
Brought to you by MX Electric, Parkland's star law enforcement official, Sam Penland.
PDR Automotive has now been serving the Champaign-Urbana area for over 50 years. To give you some perspective, 50 years ago ended the U.S. involvement in the Vietnam War, and it was when Secretariat won the Triple Crown. So what does that mean for you and your vehicle? Whether you need a carburetor overhauled or your new vehicle computer system diagnosed or programmed, PDR Automotive has the experienced, knowledgeable staff that can handle all your automotive needs. Online at PDRauto.com, they are what's best for your truck or car. They are PDR.
Since Busey Bank first opened our doors in 1868, we have built upon a tradition of close relationships and broad financial capabilities. Our experienced team provides the highest level of personalized service to ensure we accomplish your goals, simplifying your wealth management and business lending needs, and ensuring a legacy for generations. Building business, growing wealth since 1868. Proud to be the official bank of the Fighting Illini. Member FDIC.
Tavis Towing reminds all Illini fans, when you're on the road and see lights flashing, move over and use caution passing. Let's all get home safe tonight.
I do.
We check our morning sports. Diane Ducey has exciting news from women's basketball.
Yes, I do. It's so funny knowing that Stevie is visiting with people at Busch Stadium on opening day. San Diego Padres did come out on top 3-2 yesterday over the Cardinals, but Miami with a 3:15 start. I know I have friends and relatives going to opening day, and always exciting, and it's great that Stevie J is broadcasting live from the booth there at Busch Stadium and filling us in on all the details as Cardinal fans here on ESPN 93.5. And we're taking note, and we've been talking with people who have been on bus trips before. 359-2255, June 22nd. It's a Saturday bus trip this year. So if you want to text in bus to get more details, we can take care of you with that. The Cubs came out on top over Colorado 9-8 yesterday. They'll have the day off today before they face the LA Dodgers. That's happening at Wrigley with a 1:20 start tomorrow. A nice weekend series you'll hear over on US 105.9. When it comes to basketball, we had Brooklyn over Indy's Pacers 115-111, Memphis over Milwaukee 111-101. NHL action has the St. Louis Blues at Nashville at 7 o'clock tonight. Back to my baseball thought. Chicago White Sox, because of the weather, were postponed yesterday. They'll be in Kansas City for a 6:40 start today. NFL news had USC celebrating Caleb Williams, or actually the quarterback, visited Hallis Hall for a pre-draft visit at Soldier Field. So that was some news trending in Bears Nation. All right, I am ready to air Kendall Bostic. Had a great game in Indianapolis yesterday with 15 points and 15 rebounds. And we had our inaugural Women's Basketball Invitational Tournament with Illinois beating number one seed Villanova 71-57. You know, leading the last 10 minutes of the game, wrapping up the season at 19-15. But Kendall had talked about what a great asset it was to be, you know, near Illini Nation in Indianapolis and the fan base.
I thought it was pretty great, you know, just from someone, I mean, Dow can attest to this too, but from someone who's been here when we were really, really bad, just being able to see all the people hop on board with us and, you know, the band, the Orange Crush, the cheerleaders, you know, everyone showing support, all the little kids. It means a lot to see, you know, this program on the up and up, and just, you know, we haven't even reached our full potential yet. And so just knowing that and we just won a championship, I think is really special.
Yeah, and I just want to say thank you to all our fans. Like, we love you and we appreciate you so much.
So much.
Definitely was home court advantage.
Go Illini!
Stevie J here. With Nate Evans of eXp Realty, you'll always get a stress-free sale for the most money.
Sell your home with Nate. Pick the price, pick the day. Go to thenateevansgroup.com.
This is Eric Bolin with Provident Financial Group. Political news is sure to dominate the headlines in 2024, adding uncertainty to the markets. This makes a disciplined investment strategy even more critical to achieving your long-term goals. To assure your investments are aligned with your objectives, Contact us today at 217-366-3456 or find us online at providentfinancialgroupllc.com.
Securities and advisory services offered through Commonwealth Financial Network. Member FINRA SIPC, a registered investment advisor.
ESPN 93.5, it's opening day 2024. We're here broadcasting live. It's awesome to be here and such an honor. Megan Eberhardt, didn't we talk about basketball pools? Aren't you into that kind of, did you fill out a pool this year for the NCAA bracket?
My husband did.
What did he pick? UConn, probably.
I don't know.
Okay. Well,
we got into it. I did.
Okay.
But this is like really busy season for me.
It is.
That's hard to think basketball. I also do a lot for spring training.
Yeah.
So
I got
my brain isn't basketball March. So.
Your brain's promotions.
It is.
I mean,
toys.
Who gives that? Adam Wainwright puzzle. I've never heard of that. And it's, of course, 200 pieces for 200 wins. And that's so clever. You thought of that.
So fun.
Megan thought.
I didn't.
She
I
did think
not.
Of it. Nobody knows the difference. Megan Eberhardt thought of that puzzle. What a great idea.
I thought of the question of what should we do? What should we do? We've done Adam Wainwright everything.
Now the puzzle.
What should we do? And then someone said,
that's pretty
puzzle.
Cool.
It is
and
really cool.
You're
it's
giving
fun.
This away? When?
Yeah. That one is later in May.
Wow. Okay. You got stuff.
Yeah, we have so
every you got I mean, piles of stuff with you. That's you.
I know, three bags worth.
Just kind of
stuff.
A baggy kind of legged. You're around all these things.
the
thing about Cardinals that I've never seen, the quality of stuff you do, the budget you have, these are quality items.
Yeah, and that's just it. We want to make sure that fans can wear the items, love them, that they display them proudly in their home, that they make the puzzle every year around opening day because we want them to remember their experience at the ballpark. Mm-hmm. We want to remember who they were with, what memories they made, and just make come back and then see us again.
I actually think, and this is rare, that you're coming to the game maybe for the item.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. That's, I hear that a lot.
That's huge.
Yeah.
So
where they pick their schedule of games around.
I mean,
items.
Amazing. I think that is amazing. So that's you.
Yeah. I get to kind of predict human behavior.
You do that, and you get credit for it. Your attendance is probably driving a million people, so there you go.
Yeah,
everybody that.
Yeah.
All right, so what are the things you really like this year in promotional?
Oh, man, we have fan favorites back, of course, bobbleheads and jerseys, a ton of great wearables. We have a full-zip jacket coming up later in April. It's this navy one.
Man.
Navy has a red and white STL on the chest. It is retail quality. It is so nice.
This is, I'm holding it. This is really... It's heavy.
It's really nice.
They're giving these away. How many away are...
25,000. That's next homestand.
Yeah, quality that is.
Yeah.
It's just, this is stuff.
Yeah. So, of course, we've done the hockey jersey. We've done the soccer jersey. And this year I've asked and they answered, yes, we can do it. The basketball jersey. And so it's a Summer Olympic year.
No way.
Yeah, it's so fun. Oh, it's somewhere in one of these bags. But it is red and the navy and white. It has stars on the side, a big STL.
That's so fun.
It's different. I know it seems impossible to wear a sleeveless shirt here at the ballpark today, but there will be warmer days ahead where that's going to be very appropriate.
I think it's fun stuff. So you guys, how's this work? Get around brainstorming, order pizza.
Oh, yeah.
Is that what kind of thing?
Well, it's in my brain all the time. So constantly thinking about it. So right now I'm in 2024 and then I'll turn to 25 in June. And that's just whenever you're studying what fans are wearing, what they're bringing back with them.
Kind
what
of cool, fashionable,
store.
New things.
Yeah, what's cool and trendy, especially
so you have to stay on pop
generation.
Culture stuff.
He's well, funny you should mention that because this time last year I said, you know what's going to be really popular? The Stanley tumblers. So we have to do a Stanley Musial tumbler, which is what we are doing later in June.
That's nice.
It's going to be so nice. Have you heard of the craze?
No.
You're not familiar with the Stanley tumblers? Where have you been?
Under a rock. So, it's a good looking tumbler.
Yeah. It's 30 ounces, has a handle on it. And it's similar to a style that people have been lining up at retail stores for hours.
Yeah.
So it's going to be one that fans definitely have to get here early. Items that I really like this year, we have this goofy cardinal bird hat. It's a plush cardinal sitting on your head. So Chip and Brad wore it on the broadcast last season. And so we contacted the vendor and said, we have to make this a giveaway for the fans. So that is next homestand. We're bringing back the purse. I love the purse.
People love the purse.
I know. You've mentioned that before.
Yes, I have.
This year it's different because it's a caramel color. and it has an STL on the front, and then it has a gold chain on it. Everyone comes with this, and then it has a crossbody strap, a Cardinals branded crossbody strap. And there's three different versions of this, so you won't know which one you get until you come through the gate. So you and your friends will get different purses.
How many did you order on those?
25,000.
My goodness.
We're doing a fun kids neon jersey. So it's a black jersey with neon pink and blue and yellow on it. Mm-hmm. It's like Cardinal logos, but turn neon. Sunday, we have a great giveaway. It's a lightweight hooded pullover. It has Angry Bird logo on the front, and it's that victory blue.
These folks, this is perfect for radio, but just trust me, they're great. Yeah. They're just really, they're really great. There's a nice picture of all the superstars there.
Yeah, so this is our Hall of Fame canvas print. Mm. We've done this a few years and then decided this year that we needed to really honor some of the greats that we've had wear that Cardinals red jacket. And so
I see Bruce Sutter, I see Ozzie Smith, Lou Brock, Stan Musial, White
Herzog.
This
is an iconic photo from
Shandings, Bob Gibson, and them all.
A few opening days ago.
You're doing great. I give you a plus.
Oh, thank you.
I mean, this is, and that's a lot of work to get all, and then the shipment's got to come, and they can't have supply chain problems and all these other things.
Yeah. I think I just said I don't sleep during the season.
Yeah.
You just got to.
Yeah. we can't take advantage of Travis Kelce and Taylor Swift somewhere else. Get to the ballpark swiftly.
I can't
do that stuff. You get sued.
We kind of did something last year with Adam Wainwright where we did an Eras at the Waino's Stadium Tour, Eras Night. We had a Taylor Swift cover band playing.
there you go.
I know. What a phenomenon.
What a phenomenon.
It has taken over my house.
They can't get in a swimsuit in the Bahamas without people taking pictures. It's like nuts.
My 8-year-old is just so into it. So
it's pretty remarkable. You know, she just passed $1 billion. She's 1.1 billion. So maybe the DeWitts want to have a co-owner.
Part owner
or something. She could buy into a baseball.
That would be good.
Yeah.
Maybe we just invite them to a game.
Then she could do concerts every Friday.
That would be great.
Sell out, and then you have Taylor dolls and all these things.
We can do it.
Yeah.
We can do it.
Well, Megan, keep up your great work. Anything else people should know about promotions coming
up? Just come visit us at the ballpark, and we'll send you home with a gift. And all of the information is on our website at cardinals.com/promotions. Mm. Great tickets remain, but if there's an item that you have to have, make sure you get here early.
Yeah.
Just to
first 25,000.
Avoid the lines.
And isn't it an hour and a half on the weekends, an hour before?
Two hours on weekends, and that includes Friday.
Yeah.
And then Monday through Thursday, it's hour and a half.
Okay. I'd get an hour and a half ahead, make sure.
Yeah.
You're probably good at an hour and a half ahead.
Yeah.
But no, it's fun when you're having an impact like that and people actually come in, there's a game, but I wanted this thing.
Oh my gosh. My favorite is I go to spring training every year. Whenever I see fans wear a giveaway to a game in Florida, I'm like, not only did you come to the game in St. Louis, we're watching a replay of the game behind us. I just saw a giveaway from last year in San Diego, but people choose to travel with that
and
item.
And you know your stuff.
Yeah.
You know when it's yours.
Yeah. You study it.
Yeah. Yeah. So you're kind of in the making fashion.
Oh, I would say that. Yeah. I'm going to put that on my resume.
Making fashion happen.
Yes.
Megan Everhart, thank you. Congratulations on what you're doing. You're having fun and doing a great job. Always a pleasure to see you.
You too.
Megan Everhart, she's Director of Promotions and Events, and boy, they just have things. And I mean, maybe I forget year to year, but these things even look better and more valuable than last year. Mm-hmm. Again, I'm fascinated by the puzzle. I think that's very creative.
And we talked about the Jordan Walker bobblehead, Stevie.
Walker bobblehead. You got Waino and Louie, their dog, the dog he received here. That's there. And I see a Larry Walker. That's a throwback, too. Yeah. Anyway, cool stuff. Cardinals have it going on. ESPN 93.5 live from Busch Stadium. Opening day baseball, 3:15. We're on the air at 1:35 this afternoon on ESPN 93.5 with all the red-coated superstars and the Clydesdales and sellout crowd in downtown St. Louis is going to be fun. And it's a pleasure bringing you some of that feel and flavor this morning. All right, going to break for the news. We'll be back. Greg Soye's weather also coming up in the next 10 minutes. Stand by. More great people from St. Louis to talk to as well. This is WSJK Tuscola. Champaign-Urbana. We'll be right back.
Kansas. Another fork in the road. 50th anniversary tour. Celebrating 50 years of Kansas. With all your favorites and deep cuts too. Friday, April 12th, the Virginia Theater. On sale now at thevirginia.org.
Next week on an all-new Law and Order.
Order, order. We convene here for case 217, Spring Green versus Weeds. Spring Green, the floor is yours.
The weeds are infectious. The weeds steal the beauty from your lawn. We offer personalized lawn care, a mid-season checkup, and a simple and transparent process. Just click on to spring-green.com for a quote.
Okay, Spring Green wins. Weeds, you're out.
That's spring-green.com.
Hello again, everyone. Let's check weather for East Central Illinois. Champaign and Bemis Saturday still in the midst of this very unsettled weather picture, wide and expansive and pretty deep as well. Low pressure centered across the lower Great Lakes region. Its western flank here back into parts of East Central Illinois for the day today as well as part of tomorrow. After that, a nice brief turnaround in temperatures with some sunshine Saturday. Next system, a couple of them out of the Ohio River Valley locales. That usually means wide and expansive moisture. That'll be the story into the early to middle parts of next week. After that, milder and warmer to drier for folks in the agribusiness side and field work in mind. 43 today with a cloudy sky and a few sprinkles and snowflakes around this morning, as well as this afternoon, maybe a shower around. That'll extend in through early this evening down to 33. Partly sunny tomorrow afternoon, chilly at 48, up to 55 with sunshine for the day on Saturday. Showers break out Sunday with a high near 56, but 71 in between some clouds and a stray shower thunderstorm for the eclipse Monday. Tuesday, widely scattered showers and thunderstorms, and Wednesday as well with high temperatures in the upper 60s. For CVJ Broadcasting, I'm meteorologist Greg Solgay.